Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma, Sarim B'Yakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara throughout most of the Daf speaks about the concept of Aboya L'Romis Kanoim Poigim Boy. Someone who has a relationship with a non-Jew, so Kanoim can kill him. And the Gemara goes on in length to explain the story of Pinchas, because Pinchas was a Kanoi who went and killed Zimri ben Salu, who was a boy L'Ramis. And we have a few modern kudus that we have in this Indian of a boy L'Ramis, Kanoim Poigim Boy. First and foremost, what is this concept of Kanoim Poigim Boy? The Chor, it's clear for the Gemara, it's not a regular Mises Beis Din. The Gemara says that if Zimri would turn around and kill Pinchas, he would not be punished for it. Because Pinchas is considered to be a Roidif. If we're talking about Mises Beis Din, when Beis Din are killing somebody, nobody could go and kill Beis Din, kill the Shliach Beis Din who's doing it. It's not a roidif. He's doing the punishment supposed to happen over here. The Gemara says, Habali Molech, someone comes to Beis Din and says, should I go and kill him? Ein Moyim Lo, we don't tell him to do it. So what is this idea of Kanoim Poigim Boy? And furthermore, the Gemara in Eruvin tells us that someone who's Boy L'Ramis is the only one that Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, and he will not take him out of Gehenim. Avraham Avinu stands in the Petach of Gehenim, takes out all the Rishoyim except the Boy L'Ramis. A Boy L'Ramis is such a terrible Avera. What shot that the Torah does not give a regular Misa? Only Kanoim, only people that are zealous can come and kill him. How do we understand this idea? And to explain this, and to explain many inyanim have to do with this sugya and with this concept, I want to share a profound idea of my Rabbi Ramoy Shapir Zatzal. And he explained as follows. It's brought down in many Sfarim, Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it, that we have Tariag Mitzvahs, and this corresponds to the Ramach Evarim and Shas Agidim and Chazal tells in Sefer HaZoyar. It corresponds to the 248 limbs and the 365 sinews. Meaning, every single aver, every single limb and sinew in the body carries one mitzvah, carries one maaseh that person has to do. As the Nefesh HaChaim says, when a person ruins a certain mitzvah, it ruins the aver, the spiritual level of that aver that carries that mitzvah. And if someone does a mitzvah, so it elevates and fixes that aver and the spiritual level of it to a higher place. Now we have an aver that carries on it the bris milah. The bris milah is the covenant, is the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael that says that Am Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is poigim in that aver, when a person goes and ruins that specific part of the body, so then he loses the spiritual aspect of that part of the body. And the spiritual aspect is the bris milah, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So when a person is in the act of doing something which is wrong, he loses then the koyach bris milah, that spiritual aspect of that part of the body. So in Mele, when a person takes the makom habris, the place of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connects to Bas El Necher, connects to external places that don't belong to Yiddishkeit, he loses then the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means to a certain degree at that time, he loses the Shem Yehudi. He's not so Jewish anymore. He doesn't have the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ramosha explained based on that, that's the reason that in Judaism, we go after the mother. If the father is a Jew and the mother is a Goy, so then the child is a Goy. But if the father is a Goy and the mother is a Jew, the child is a Jew. What's shot? So he says, based on what we just learned now, it makes a lot of sense. The father is the only time that he's associated with fatherhood is in the time of conception. And at the time of conception, he is with a non-Jew. To a certain extent, he loses the Shem Yehudi. He loses the Shem Yisrael from himself, because he's using his makom habris to connect to somewhere else. So the baby that's born from that connection doesn't have a mother who's Jewish, because the mother is a Goy. And the father is also not a full Jew, because the father is connected somewhere else. So that's why the child is not a Jew. But it's the opposite. When the mother is Jewish and the father is a Goy, the mother is carrying the baby for 9 months, not only in the time of conception. So most of the development of this baby in the womb of his mother happened when she was not connected to a Goy. She was completely Jewish in that time. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Eruvin that says that Avraham Avinu takes all the Rishoyim out of Gehenna. Because in the end of the day, every Rosho, he's a Yid. He has a Pintali Yid in him. So Avraham Avinu recognizes him, takes him out. But the one who's Boil Aramis, in the time of Be'ilas Aramis, he loses a little bit of the Shem Yisrael. So that when doing that Avera, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, so he can't take him out of Gehenna. So Imele, I told my Rebbe, and he agreed, that that's the Pshat in Kanoim Poigim Boy. Midini HaToyro, you can't come and punish this person. Because Mitzad Dini HaToyro, he's not really a Yid. He lost the Shem Yisrael. So he doesn't have the halachas of Mrs. Beis Din that a Yid has. But what does he have? Kanoim Poigim Boy. What's a kanos? As the Maharal says over here in Chiddush HaGodes, the kanos is when someone is going to somewhere else. On who do you say kanos? You say, I have kanos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Amis was doing Avodah Zarah. And you have kanos when there is a woman who is betraying her husband. So then the husband could be a kanoi. The husband could be zealous. Meaning the husband comes and says, what are you doing? You're in the wrong place. You belong to me. When a person is Boil Aramis, in a sense, right now, he's mafkia, he takes away his Shem Yisrael. So then the kanoim, the people that come and taina, what are you doing somewhere else? They're a poigim boy. That's the type of punishment he has. He doesn't have the punishment of regular Mrs. Beis Din. He has the punishment of kanois only. And that is not a Mrs. Beis Din. Therefore, you can't be moir anybody to do it. And the one who's doing it is a raidif because he doesn't have the Shem Mrs. Beis Din. And he can do it only doing the act, because only doing the act, he loses the Shem Yisrael. V'advoim nifloi me'oid, in the Hezber, what is kanoim poigim boi, v'day lechakimo v'yech kamoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.